Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, July 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. God's Word is being well-received all over Europe, but especially Eastern Europe. That's what the International Bible Society is telling us. Joe Parker is the European Director of IBS.
We have openness in the school systems in the Czech Republic and the Ukraine, Romania, Russia, Bulgaria, and even in Western Europe, in England and the Netherlands. And we've just this year started a outreach in schools in Kyrgyzstan. Which, you know, is a predominantly Muslim country.
IBS is providing their My First Bible in Kyrgyzstan, and they're being well-received in that Muslim nation. Parker's prayer is this.
For a generation of Christian children that will influence society for many years to come. And as in most countries in the East, we always pray that there will be another Billy Graham that will rise up to spread the word to people in their own countries.
And every day, sick and injured Guatemalans receive free medical care from mobile medical clinics, pharmacies, community clinics, and MedX kits. Operation Blessing International's Deb Benson explains why they've committed to helping in rural Guatemala.
Our staff in Guatemala are just very passionate about helping their neighbors and community needs through the churches there, and they just really saw a need for medical help. I mean, we currently operate 11 full-time clinics, and we also supply MedX kits to 59 schools.
Benson says the ministry opportunities are great for those involved in this outreach, and many are able to share their faith as they help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out in a few weeks. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.